Welcome to Time for Nach with Sefer Eicha, Megillas Eicha, the second parak. The Yirmiyah here talks about the tragedies and the state of the people in Yerushalayim. Hashem had raised us to spiritual heights, and now we sunk to the depths. It's very important. We saw this also in Eov. When you're describing someone's current status, to talk about their previous higher situation is very impairing because it shows what they could be and what they in fact were versus what they were now. It's very important to keep that goal in mind, what you can be, and then compare it to what you are. Klal Yisrael cities, their inhabitants were wiped out. Hashem destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, Kodesh Kodashim, and the king, Shitzkiah, and the Kayan Gadol, Sariah, they're rejected. They were slaughtered. They were killed by the Babylonians. No prophecy. Shabbos and the festivals are not going to be celebrated as they should be. They're going to lose their glory, their splendor as well. He talks about the young children dying on the streets, talks about false prophets, that they made us complacent. They said everything's going to be okay. You know, well, now it's not clearly. Many nations rejoice in our downfall. And he says, go cry, Daven to Hashem. Talks about mothers, Nebuch, devouring their children, the streets laden with dead bodies, and the Kohanim and Neviim destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi points out, it's actually Rashi towards the end of the first parak, but you can apply this to anything really over here in Eicha, is normally you can comfort someone because they've been through a similar situation, you comfort them. Here no one can comfort Klal Yisrael because this is effectively unprecedented. The suffering here is incomparable to anything else.